Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, here we go. It's 7 past 12. Chad Hartman, Dave Harrigan, you just heard Mark Fry with the news here until 3. I'm not on my game today, so if I screw up more than normal, I apologize. Another migraine. Migraines are back in my life, and big migraine, I hate you. I started having migraines when I was younger, then they went away, then late 20s they came back, and for about 15, 20 years they were a part of my life. And then they went away for whatever reason, and now I had about half dozen or so this year. Starts with blurred vision. Ruin the day, still dealing with bad headache right now. And so we've turned all the lights off in the studio. Dave, how would you describe this setting right now?
Moody.
Setting the mood?
Yeah, it feels moody. It feels, you know, normally it's bright in here.
Yep.
Kind of a happy feeling. Now everything's dark. It's shadowy right on your face. I can see your face is lit up only by the computer screen in front of you.
I look better.
Not going to fight that.
Yeah, thank you. Jeez, looking for a boost. Yeah, we've got your screens lit up. We got the two windows. That's it. So trying to deal with the headache situation. So if you have migraines, I am sorry. If you found a way to get rid of migraines, text me 651-461-9226. Or if it's a longer explanation, an email, chad.hartman@odyssey.com, because I would love to rid myself of these, but I know millions and millions suffer from them. I know almost every time it's just a part of life. Sometimes they can be an indicator of something wrong. I certainly hope that is not the equation here, but if I'm a little less, let's say if it's the over-under number of mistakes, if it's maybe higher, you might have an explanation. We're going to start with the purple, but also what happened in my house yesterday. I'm watching one of many games this weekend, which I consumed either in total or in part, where a Minnesota team was playing what we think is an inferior opponent.
Sure.
Vikings-Jags, aren't you fairly convinced now the Vikings are the superior team?
Yes, I am.
When Miami comes to town and they don't have Jimmy Butler, the Wolves are the superior team,
Wolves
right?
Should get that W.
When the Wild are playing as well as they are and the Blackhawks are as inept or as young as they are, the Wild are the...
This ain't Chicago of a decade or so ago.
And Rutgers is better than I think some people thought, but the Gophers are the better team, right?
Yes.
Okay. So 4 for 4, we'll get to more of that with Chip Scoggins. At 2:05, I'm in. I'm watching the Vikings game. I'm tweeting. I'm checking on Q. We're doing stuff. We're having lunch. Boom! Power goes out. Power goes out. My first move, of course, is to neighbor Bill. I text Bill, did you lose power? Yes. Then he sends me an estimate from XL saying 5:15. How do they know so fast? By the way, this is about 2. How do they know? And do you buy it?
I could see them having a general idea if they're able to figure out exactly, you know, very quickly where something failed, what failed, how long it takes to get a crew out there and fix something up.
They would later update it to 3:30.
That's much better.
Much better. And then I had left, and then soon after I left, the migraine kicked in, which ruined the plans. But it came back about that time. So I have a question for you. Who turned the power off in my neighborhood? 651-461-9226. Who can I blame? Maybe let's phrase it that way. Who can I blame for the power going out in the neighborhood? Obvious suggestions. Donald Trump, he's mad. I'm a member of the media. The majority owner of this company is George Soros. I didn't vote for him. He's just, I'm enemy within, enemy of the state, member of the media. It's Donald Trump.
Why not put it past Kamala Harris, frankly? You were not exactly kind to her campaign at times.
There we go.
She's only got a few months left in this VP position. Yep. Start making some moves.
I can blame Kamala. Mm-hmm. Because all the things you just said. How about Biden?
Why not?
I ripped Biden for 2 years. By the way, that's right. By the way, that's right. And the other ones, too. But hold on. Let me get my shoulder back inside. Yeah, Joe. Boy, he looked good on the beach yesterday, didn't he? Did you see the footage of him on the beach?
I missed it from yesterday.
Oh, you need to see
I've seen enough of him on the beach.
At first, some of the photographers thought he was joking. I'm not convinced, but my strong lean is he wasn't joking. He was borderline falling down on the beach.
Well, that sand is tough to walk on.
Who can I blame? Someone who was trying to help me out so I wouldn't have to watch more of the Vikings-Jaguars game.
Maybe it was your father.
Big
divine intervention.
Yeah. Big Jaguar was saying, we're forced to watch this all the time. We don't. And by the way, I did want to hear that Jaguar sound. Luckily, they were so horrible, even they couldn't play in that.
It was scaring Mac Jones throughout the second half.
Who should I blame for the power going off? Third item. Is it time to embrace the Sam Darnold experience? Some are upset now because it's 5 interceptions in the last 2 games. 3 for 3 yesterday, all throwing to Justin Jefferson. By the way, is he feeling a little pressure from JJ, who's acting a little bit more like your temperamental wide receiver with some of the body language lately?
Diva? Are you claiming diva?
He's not. He's not to prime diva level.
Mm-hmm.
But you're seeing a few more signs out of JJ that, yes, I am a star wide receiver. Is Sam Darnold feeling some of that heat? Yeah, the crossing route. Right, the quick in route where the Jags player made a good play.
Mm-hmm.
Then the play in the end zone where I still don't think it was an interception. Did you think that was an interception?
No.
And I also think what hurt the Vikings on that one, it's the Vikings-Jags, so they got like 4 cameras working the game. It's actually an interesting point because if you're more of a profile game, and thank God we keep giving us the Cowboys in the national game.
Yes, it's very
exciting.
Thank
God, because they may now be the worst team in football.
Yes, we're all able to see now Mike McCarthy's soul just leave his body.
Right, so let's give us 30 cameras in that game and 17 in the Vikings game. It's bizarre, but it's true. I don't know if the disparity is that much, but there are significantly more cameras, like for like the Sunday night game.
Oh, yeah.
Than that Vikings.
They've got cameras in every blade of grass on Sunday.
How about those Texans uniforms? My God, they should have had to forfeit the game. They look like the WFL from the 70s. What clownish uniforms. And then the last one is just a terrible interception when he's trying to throw it across the field, and it doesn't even come close. So Sam Darnold is who we suspected Sam Darnold is. I think we should just ride the roller coaster, baby. You know, you're going, and you know, if you're not paying attention, it keeps going. And at some, you know, you get the wee. Then that's a touchdown to JJ.
Mm-hmm.
Then when it goes up again, that's an interception. And then you're going tick 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 tick. And then wee, another good throw to Hockenson. Why not just roll the dice and have fun with it?
You don't have much choice. You're already locked onto the roller coaster. The bar's down. The straps are over your shoulders.
That's right.
Good luck to you.
Because if you think you want to bring in conservative Nick Mullins, I mean, he's the craziest. He's the not sanctioned roller coaster. That is Nick Mullins.
It's a frequent group text between my father, brother, and myself on a Viking Sunday. My father was calling for Nick Mullins yesterday at halftime.
Get out of here. Get out of here. Who is who'd they sign again? They brought in some other veteran. I mean, Sam Darnold is who Sam Darnold is. And I get KOC. He's saying what he should say. We're with you, Sam. I never wavered. What else is he supposed to say? That's KOC. Optimistic, ebullient, pumping his guys up. Do you think he feels that way all the time behind the scenes? Hell no. Are there times he's back there and is going, what the bleep is he doing? Sure. And it sounds like he's willing to do that a little bit behind the scenes, but not publicly. Did we figure out who else they signed?
Brett Rypien is the third stringer.
Well, if it was Mark Rypien in the 90s, I'd say make the change.
That would be okay. Brett's what, his nephew, I think?
I don't know.
That's good enough.
I was just going to ask you.
I think it's a nephew situation.
I don't think we have a lot of Rippins in the world, do we?
Not a ton.
Isn't he on Yellowstone? No, that's Rip. Are you into Yellowstone?
No, I'm not.
I like Yellowstone. I didn't watch last night, but I found out by now it's everywhere. He gone. Are you just going to accept the experience of Sam Darnold? And I'll ask it this way because I'm giving you multiple items. I like to occasionally come out with the multiple items. It's a January playoff game because they're making the playoffs. 0 to 10, what is your trust level in Sam Darnold? What's Sam's middle name? Is he Samuel? Are most Sams Samuel? Seems like they should be.
This one is.
Okay.
Samuel Richard Darnold.
Okay. What is your trust level in Samuel Richard Darnold in a playoff game? So key points. If you have some way to help me with a migraine, thank you. If you want to elaborate a little bit more, chad.hartman@odyssey.com. If you ever want to send me an email, praise, criticizing, information, most importantly, invite to Pine Valley, invite to Cypress, invite to Augusta, invite to Seminole, your Halle Berry, chad.hartman@odyssey.com. Who should I blame for the power going out at my place? Maybe causing me stress and then maybe causing me the migraine.
I'm sure that's what happened.
I really wasn't stressed out, though. And 0 to 10, your trust level in the Sam Darnold roller coaster experience when it's January and it's a playoff game, 0 to 10. If you would like to elaborate on any of these, call in. We'd love some calls. Dave's going to screen you. We want some good info. If you'd rather text, that's fine also. If you want to go online and you're listening to us on the Odyssey app, what do you do, Dave? You just hit that microphone, right?
That's right. Yeah, you're listening to a CCO on the Odyssey app. You see the little microphone icon. Boom, click that. And that'll walk you through getting 30 seconds of whatever you have to say that it'll send right to us, and maybe you'll hear yourself on the air.
That'd be great. All sorts of options here on the home of the Twins, WCCO.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
How we're going to feel about the economy with Donald Trump?
I think that's about right.
Yeah? Let's hope we all go richer. I mean, you're already there.
For some of us, it really doesn't matter.
Yeah. What is our theme today?
Tony Bennett starts us off, along with being obviously the legendary singer. Also served with the Army. He was drafted at the end of World War II, served in Europe.
Right.
Battle of the Bulge, I believe he was a part of. We've got musicians, artists who also are military veterans.
We are going to discuss Veterans Day, the last couple segments, where at that time I want you to text or call in and tell us about a veteran in your life who you're proud of. And also, we'll get a little bit into the Michael Strahan controversy, if it really is a controversy. We clicked it on. Q loved it. Q didn't notice Strahan. I got to be honest, I didn't notice Strahan. It just looked like all sorts of people paying attention to our national anthem. But it's become a story. Okay, so a few things we're talking. Suffering from a migraine from yesterday, still dealing with the effects. If you have ways to help me, because a lot of people have migraines. Have you ever had one?
I have not. And
keep it that
knock
way.
On whatever this is.
Who should I blame for the power going out in my neighborhood? And I need more on this. The Sam Darnold experience, is it time to just embrace it? You can chime into that. And then 0 to 10, what is your trust level, Sam, in a January playoff game? I'll go right now. It's a 4.
4 out of 10?
Yep, 4 out of 10. Because I still just think he is who he is. He's been better than expected. He can make some really good throws.
Mm-hmm.
He is elusive. But, man, and again, other quarterbacks have bad throws. It's not like if Mahomes is here, everything's perfect. I mean, Goff had 5 interceptions. It just... there is the inexplicable 4 or 5 throws with Darnold where the guy seemingly is right in front of him. And you're like, what? So I'd say my trust level is 4 for Darnold.
I think that's a very fair number. I thought you'd go lower. 4 is kind. I mean, after yesterday.
Yeah. I'm wounded.
Well, they get about 800 yards of total offense and 12 points.
Yeah, I've got that data. They had the ball
6 hours.
8 of their 10 drives ended up in Jacksonville territory. 402 yards to 143. 82 plays. 47 in Jacksonville territory. Time of possession, 59 minutes, 55 seconds. The Jags had 5 seconds. And they scored 12 points.
When Fox threw up the stat, it must have been early, midway through the fourth quarter, that the Vikings had more plays in Jacksonville territory than the Jags had altogether.
That was wow.
My goodness. And they were still down 7-6, I think, at that point.
Don't take on big power. Yeah, that's why the power went up. Multiple people suggesting Botox. for the migraine.
Yeah. Caller did that off air, okay, saying their daughter who suffers from migraines has had success with the Botox injections.
I blame Bush. Like, people, okay, so like Bush was at the Cowboys game. And he was there because he's honoring the military. And Dem's still mad at him. He's made it very clear where he stands on Donald Trump, right?
I think so.
So, didn't vote for W. Didn't rave about his administration, I can assure you that. But as a human being, I think he's a quality person. And I don't think he's an awful person if he doesn't come out and support Harris. He's a Republican through and through. And he didn't vote for Donald Trump. And he's still helping out charitable causes. I think that's still a pretty good gesture, even though I thought he had some catastrophic events happen during his administration. Sam Donald. I should blame Sam for the power going out, just to avoid us talking about him.
Perhaps one of his wayward passes caught a transponder somewhere.
Could be. The Odyssey, the company. Heinz Big Ketchup has finally came out after me. That's why the power went out.
Mm.
Take some ownership. Pay your bills, bottom feeder. I did for a second think, wait, have I just forgotten to pay this bill? Let's see.
What if it's your neighbor? What if he's sick and tired of you taking advantage of his handyman abilities and he pulled a little fast one on you, knowing you'd text him right away? Yeah, it's out at my house, too. It's unbelievable.
It could be. Neighbor Bill, he's just got the switch. I'm not a doctor, and I didn't stay at the Holiday Inn Express last night, but there are myriad of causes of migraines. Do you ever consider an allergy? Well, yeah, I've been tested for allergies before. It's just very weird times when they pop up. A lot of times they happen on golf courses, and I'll play 50 rounds a year, and so four times it'll happen. If I was allergic to what's happened on golf course, it wouldn't happen 50 times. Come on, dude. Spoiler alert. Come on, dude. By the way, I didn't spoil much. And if you're paying any attention, you know what's going on. I've also had lifelong migraines with flashing. I started writing that when I ate and drank in the hours leading up to it. For me, cutting off caffeine helped a lot. I guess I'll have to start doing that. You know me. I don't have caffeine. The only time I really have caffeine is if I have pop. And I did today have a Pepsi because I was feeling myself. So yeah. I wanted to have a Pepsi.
Make things better or worse?
Boosted my spirits a little bit.
That counts as better.
Yeah. Did JJ complain a lot causing Darnold to throw his way? Was he targeting him when he threw the picks? He was every time. He threw it to him 9 times, same as Hockenson. But it was pretty clear that the last few games, Jefferson hasn't been thrilled. Give Darnold one more half. If he stinks the first half, like he has the last 2 games, play a different quarterback in the second half.
No.
It's Nick Mullins. You really want Nick Mullins? No. More magnesium. Okay. Somebody talk about Imitrex. I ran out of Imitrex. Laura Oaks, great human being, just brought me in an Imitrex. Somebody else who's important in my life has given me another type of medication to try to help out. So I thank folks for that. Darnold had a migraine. Chiropractor. Well, I'm seeing someone today to try to help me out. What's your number on trusting Darnold?
I think 4 is a very fair number.
That's it?
I mean, he's been obviously better for the Vikings than he's ever been in his career. So give him credit for this season, especially early on looking. I mean, early on after 3-4 weeks when the early numbers and, you know, the odds to win the MVP, he was like 4th in the league.
Yeah. You're right.
I mean, it was ridiculous. We knew that wouldn't last, but that's still darn impressive for a guy who's had his career to have that resurgence early on. And certainly, you know, things have not gone as well the last few weeks, but yeah, 4-5, that seems fine. If you put him against Mahomes in the Super Bowl, I'm taking Mahomes.
Yeah, shocker. Okay, let's talk mass deportations. Trump named his guy, his borders are today. He's a hard ass on immigration. He will talk the talk. If you want people removed from this country, if you want a tougher border, he's going to give you the verbiage. I want you to tell me how this works. How realistic is it? Are you excited by this? Are you fearful of this? Mass deportation talk on CCO when we come back. All right, let's give you a little feel for the man Donald Trump named today as his borders are. Tom Homan, he formerly was the head of ICE during Donald Trump's first administration, the president-elect saying, I'm pleased to announce that Tom Homan will be joining the administration. Borders are, including not limited, southern border, northern border, all maritime, aviation security. Here's Tom Homan a while back on 60 Minutes on the costs of mass deportations.
We have seen one estimate that says it would cost $88 billion to deport a million people a year.
I don't know if that's accurate or not.
Is that what American taxpayers should expect?
What price do you put on our national security? Is that worth it?
Is there a way to carry out mass deportation without separating families?
Of course there is. Families can be deported together.
He's going to give the folks who want this, Dave, every single soundbite they want. Okay, on costs. This is the American Immigration Council, a well-known liberal immigration group. So let's factor that in, okay? They estimate the operation to deport the total number of people living in the U.S. illegally costs $968 billion over more than a decade. Okay, they're going to estimate that higher than a conservative group. But again, if you are going to somehow apprehend, because that's what you're going to have to do. 10 million, 50 million. Some people have talked about 20 million. It is going to cost a stunning amount of money. I saw this soundbite over the weekend multiple times. There's 1.3 million people here who've already been told, who are here illegally, have already been told they need to go. So when I saw two or three Republicans, they all had their talking points on this. And by the way, if 1.3 million people are here illegally and they've been told to go, I have no problem with that. But how are you going to find the other folks? If you can find the other folks who didn't enter this country properly, they're undocumented, and you can prove that they committed violent crimes where they were, I have no problem with them being removed from this country. Do you?
No.
No. Okay. Let me say again, so there's no misunderstanding from me. The Biden administration, the first three and a half years, they were incompetent on the border. Yes, they needed help from Congress. Yes, they proposed a bill right away. Yes, this country has been trying for decades for a combined immigration bill which deals with multifaceted issues. But if they could put executive order in, Dave Harrigan, in what was it, maybe May of this year? March of this year, I forget, and it dramatically slows down those entering this country illegally, guess what? You could have done that a year before. You could have done that 2 years before. They tried to go too far from Trump. It's not saying I agree with everything Trump has done on this issue. But I want you to tell me practically how this is going to happen. How in the bleep are we going to, through law enforcement, through the military, through what means, are we going to remove 5, 10, 15, 20 million people from the country? I want people coming to this country the right way. I want our security to be upped dramatically. By the way, do I fault someone who is under the leadership of a dictator who sees no financial future, fears for his or her safety, their family safety, of leaving their country and trying to get here? I don't. Because I think a lot of people would do the same thing. And you can say you would go in line because I'd rather you go in line. But a lot of people have been told go in line and then it's another year. It's in 2 years. It's 3 years. It's 4 years. And they think, am I going to make it? We should try to limit that, absolutely. But I'm just saying from that standpoint, for the ones who are most strident about this, if they were in that position, and I'm not saying we shouldn't try to stop that, but if they were in that position, wouldn't a lot of us do the same thing? If you saw no future where you were living, wouldn't you try to get here? And if neighbors had found a way to get here, maybe they've been living here, you've been told for 5, 10, 15, 20 years, wouldn't you try to do that?
Yeah.
I just think we have to be honest about that. Okay, let's pause because I want to leave plenty of time. And I really would love phone calls too. Or go to the Odyssey app, click on the microphone. You tell me how this is going to happen. I agree. We have too many undocumented individuals in this country. I agree. It is going to cost hundreds of billions of dollars. I agree that we're going to remove people who we should not remove. What are we going to do with individuals who were born here and their parents undocumented and they've only known this country for 10, 15, 20, 25 years? Do they have to go also? We have an issue. Donald Trump won big on this issue. Now, how is it going to happen? Are you okay with the military roaming the country fed with intelligence? A lot of people believe they're going to declare a national emergency on day one and they're not going to be tepid about this in any way. You want this? Then you explain to me how it's going to work. You fear this? I want feedback. 651-461-9226. All right, lots of texts coming in. If you want to call in, you can do that also, 651-461-9226. No one should be surprised. Donald Trump won the election. The margin is getting closer and closer, by the way, in the overall vote, not the Electoral College. Electoral College, that's 312. That's the most a Republican has pulled off in decade after decade after decade. How is he going to do this on immigration? And again, I'm saying the Biden administration was way too lax on this. Trump won in 15. Trump, when he came down the escalator in 15, pointed this out. It resonated with a lot of people. Some of the comments I think were racist. Other comments I thought, yeah, he has a point. Border, the wall, wasn't nearly as much as he suggested. Mexico paid zero. By the way, other presidents have deported people. Obama deported plenty of people also. Not to this level. How is it going to happen? That's my simple question. Among the texts, mark my words. Trump won't do mass deportations. He's going to stage a few arrests. Of course, his base will believe it. He won't mass deport. Dave, do you think he's just going to do that? Because I don't. I think they are going to make a vigorous effort to try to deport a significant amount of people in this country.
I think so, too. I think it's – you can't trust him on everything, but, I mean, he mentioned that in rally after rally after rally after speech after debate after rally. I don't think he's fibbing on this one.
There are several more issues in this country that are more important than immigration. It's time for the sheeple to turn off fake Fox News and tune in a reliable news source. You may feel that way. But if you look at the election and you look at exit poll after exit poll, it was the economy one Immigration 2, Crime 3, and if you just want to turn it into safety, because a lot of people view undocumented, illegal as a safety issue, that's a huge issue in this country. And acting like it's not is naive. The U.S. is a country of laws. It is. I'm not denying that. I'm saying, how is this going to happen? Chad, the Trump administration will use whatever means is needed to remove undocumented criminals, undocumented who are not contributing to the U.S. economy. This is a good thing. Trump administration will blame the Biden administration for any cause-related pushback because if the Biden administration implemented policy to prevent this or continue the Trump policies, we wouldn't be in this predicament. Again, that's well stated for folks who believe in this. And by the way, there's a high percentage of people who believe this, that we have failed or that the Biden administration in particular failed. But again, like a couple people are saying, won't be the military. You kidding me? There have been people within the Trump circle, including Trump himself, who've raised the specter of military. The first year of President Trump's second term, do you expect that we will see military in our country used to try to be a part of the deportation process, Dave Harrigan? Yes or no?
Expect it? No, I don't expect it. But I won't be surprised if it happens, if that makes sense.
I expect it to happen.
Early on?
No, not right away. Quit using the word undocumented. It's just a feel-good word. I've used both. They are not here the proper way. I don't think saying illegal is as grotesque as some. There are too many people here who did not go through the proper process. Again, I'll add, we're going to go to 5835 here. I will add that if you were in that position in another country, about 98% of us would also try to get here. And if you thought you could survive and you could get here as opposed to waiting 4, 5, 6 years, I think 90% would do that. I don't think we're talking about the potential effect on the economy. Not just the costs of removing 5, 10 million people, but a high percentage of these folks are working. High percentage of these folks are working to places maybe where you work, or you purchase items.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a lot of independent, traditional economists who don't lean one way or the other, who say this could have an enormous negative impact on our economy. And I know the comeback is, well, what about safety? It's part of the equation. For a guy who's telling us, and he won on he'll be the better steward of the economy, is he going to take that trade-off? The economy's slipping if this does happen.
The party's making a bet.
Party's making the bet that they can do both.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Linda's Construction Time Check. Time to end the first hour. And it's also time for you to call for a free attic inspection and heat map analysis.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.